Good morning and welcome everyone to the first monthly call in our Secrets to Attract and Keep the Partner of Your Dreams teleseminar series. I'm Carol Anderson and I'm excited to be hosting this morning's call, Living on Purpose. And I was thinking it might help to review a little bit about myself in case this is your first call. So I have been married now for 42 years. It just does not seem like it's been that long. And I've been a licensed marriage and family therapist for 20 years as of July 1st. So Sunday is my 20-year anniversary. And again, that does not seem that long. And I've worked with over 1,000 singles and couples in my career, you know, spanning about 26 years since I first started working with clients back in grad school. And I've been helping them find, create, and keep the relationship of their dreams. And I really feel called to work with both couples and singles. But while it's very rewarding, it's probably the most challenging of any specialty that I could have chosen. But I love this work, and so I've decided to transition out of therapy into the coaching career, into a coaching career, so that I can offer more services to singles and couples without the stigma of having to be diagnosed with a mental disorder. Most people do not realize when they go to therapy, if they use their insurance, they are diagnosed with a mental disorder, which stays on their record for life. So I appreciate each of you for being here also, and especially on Saturday morning with so many family and very many other activities competing for your time and attention. And while many other singles, you know, out there this morning may be sleeping in or living their lives in somewhat of actually a trance, by repeating the same routines over and over every day, I like to tell singles that you are part of a new breed of singles who want to prepare a relationship prior to getting into one. Therefore, you're really showing first how committed you are to yourself and your future relationship by being here. And second, I was saying this to yesterday in one of my free consultations, that I really believe that God and the universe listens to us. And when we do all that we can to attract something we want into our lives, our higher power takes us seriously. If we act haphazardly and bypass opportunities to improve our attraction potential, we are simply saying that we are not serious. So again, I want to give you my usual disclaimer that everything you need to know and practice cannot be accomplished within the time frame of these next 12 phone calls. So at the end of our call tonight, It must be because last night I was writing this up. This morning, I'll give you another opportunity to help to get more help from me personally, and I'll also have a special gift for you. If you're in front of the computer right now, I invite you to open up a Word document or something similar that you can take notes on. And if you're not in front of a computer, then just grab a pen and paper, because besides maybe wanting to take some notes, I'm going to ask you to write a few things down while we are discussing this topic. So I'd like to start by asking you to think about, why do you suppose we're talking about life purpose in a relationship class? Well, my number one mantra is, and you've heard this if you heard me on any other calls, is that in order to attract a dream partner, you must first become a dream partner. We've talked about the importance of being committed to personal growth, because in this day and age, with relationships being so different from our parents and grandparents of 40 or 50 years ago, depending how old you are, maybe not that long ago for you, people have very different expectations of a relationship. They now want to be happy, have equality. They want effective communication, intimacy, fidelity, close connection, and teamwork. However, before you can even begin personal growth, there's one crucial piece that must be in place. And if that piece is not there, you will not have the foundation of launch of your launching pad constructed and stabilized. Then anything after that will be a dismal disaster. That crucial piece that must be in place is an awareness of your life purpose. Now, the interesting thing is that you already know your purpose. You may have just lost track of it along the way. So your purpose is the part of you that motivates you, directs you, causes you to make certain choices and have certain needs and desires. It's an inseparable part of who you are, much like an inner GPS guiding you on the journey of your life. But like an iceberg, most of it lies beneath the surface, waiting to be discovered. Now, everyone has one, but some are more aligned with theirs than others. But when you've discovered it and align yourself with it, your life will be more meaningful and you will be happier and more successful in everything you do. Now, our true purpose goes deeper than merely the work we do or the things we enjoy or the things we purchase or want in life or any other single activity or interest. It actually imbues all aspects of our lives. Now, back to my original question, why do you suppose we're learning about life purpose in a relationship class? Well, it's because your life purpose not only is the foundation for your life, but that makes it also the foundation for your partner quest. And there are two main reasons for this. The first is that you must fully understand yourself to make a healthy partner choice. If you're not in alignment with your purpose, you may find a partner whose purpose is not in alignment with yours. You may end up going in opposite directions in your lives, struggling and pulling against each other. The second, and what I think is likely the more important reason, as I see it, at least it's probably the more important reason to you right now, is that in order for you to find someone wonderful, you must already be living the life you love. You must become your dream partner. You'll be more attractive to other people who are also living the life they love. And the best way to do that is to be living in alignment with your purpose. People who are living on purpose have a certain kind of magnetism. They know what they want and where they're going. They don't waste a lot of time on mundane activities like zoning out on a lot of video games or Facebook or shopping or bending or movies or addictions. They live life to the fullest because they know they must in order to accomplish their purpose. For many people, we're living in one of the most terrifying times of history. But in many more ways, we are actually living during one of the greatest and most exciting times of history. Something's definitely going on. Now, a quick search of Amazon revealed to me last night that over 40,000 books are related somehow to the topic or the word purpose. And most of these books have been written in more recent years. So there is something going on in the world. Now listen to what Jean Houston, who is an American scholar, lecturer, author, and philosopher, as well as a world traveler, her work takes her all around the world. Listen to what she has to say, and I'm paraphrasing. Many people around the world are seeking to discover and live more fully to fill their unique purpose in life. Most people, rich or poor, all have the same question. How do I discover my purpose in life? Old limiting beliefs are ending. We can no longer live the small story and confine ourselves to the small self. It is time to metamorphosize to the butterfly and awaken to our possibilities. Now, unfortunately, many people never awaken to their possibilities. Most don't become butterflies because they don't break free from the cocoon. Or if they do, they become terrified when they can't immediately fly away. Their wings have to dry and strengthen, so they give up and never try again. Most do not realize that they have gifts and talents, specific gifts and talents, to share with the world, so they never do. Think what our world has missed. Now that brings me to another quote. It's often attributed to Nelson Mandela, but it's actually written by Marianne Williamson, the author of Return to Love, and it's called Our Greatest Fear. And by the way, you may be quite familiar with it. She says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. If we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. We all make choices on a daily basis, and each choice has its set of predictable outcomes. According to entrepreneur, business coach, and author Joe Nunziata, the question we need to ask ourselves is if we are truly living better lives on the inside. Are we closer to our true self and our higher self, or have we traded our souls for stock options, a Mercedes, and a grand home? So I want to give you a little exercise at this point. Get that pen or computer keyboard handy, and I'm going to ask you to jot down the first couple of things that come to your mind. But first, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and take a couple of deep cleansing breaths, allowing yourself to relax. Now just breathe in to the deepest part of the abdomen, of your abdomen, that you can. Just hold it till you feel the tension, and then exhale slowly and let go. Relax and do that again. allowing your whole body to relax. Now picture yourself standing in front of God or your higher power, who has told you that you only have 10 to 20 years left in your life, during which you must find the purpose with which you were endowed. You also have unlimited money, but you cannot spend it on any material wealth for yourself or on any selfish purpose other than basic living expenses. In fact, if you do spend it selfishly, it will all disappear as quickly as you received it. Take a moment and note what comes into your mind. What would you do? What do you really want out of life? What are you looking for? What would bring you joy? How would you use your time and money? Who and what are most important to you? What are the gifts and talents you were meant to share with the world? Take a moment and briefly jot down your thoughts. I want you to know that this little exercise is not meant to identify your purpose, and it won't by itself, but it will help you start aligning with it. Even just doing this type of little meditation every day or every few days, or even just thinking about it when you're driving, don't want you to close your eyes or get too relaxed, but you can think about these thoughts in quiet times. In fact, your true purpose is really trying to guide you through your life. It's trying to send you messages all the time. But if you're like most people, you probably ignore them. You may have had passing thoughts to call someone or give the homeless person a couple of bucks or do something out of the ordinary. Well, these messages don't come like thunder. They come as the still, small voice. Only when you are thoughtful, open, peaceful, calm, and listening. And how often in this day and age are any of us in that place? Sometimes it's only when we are falling to sleep, or even more commonly, when we're first waking up. That's why oftentimes you have these wonderful insights and awareness and ideas in the early morning hours. So you might write them down when they come to you. Start the habit of journaling, because that's one way to start doing this. And by the way, whenever you get one of those insights or a little bit of awareness about it and you write it in your journal, highlight it. And put one of those little flags on that page, or you'll never find it again. So sometimes the universe will actually begin to make decisions for you when you're not listening on a regular basis, or you're tuned out, or just have too much static or chaos in your life. And this results in unhappiness, negative issues, health problems, or addictions and compulsions, because the universe has to yell at us. Our lives eventually become out of control if we don't stop and listen, learn and grow. Now, if you do not follow these promptings, what will happen is that you will recreate similar patterns in your life, or the universe will continue to give you the same lesson over and over again until you're able to pass the course. So are you aware of the patterns you keep repeating? Those are clues, by the way, to the personal growth that you need to involve yourself in. They're what we call the growth gift or growth edge. You have pushed yourself up to a wall, and that you can't go any further until you graduate, until you learn how to climb the wall, go around it, or go under it. And if you turn around and run away from it, another wall will be waiting for you, only this one, taller, bigger, thicker, wider, deeper. Okay, so you have a deep calling based on your unique skills and talents and gifts. You have a deep calling based on those things. I want you to think about this. It's what I believe. You have been placed in a certain location with certain people for a certain reason. Perhaps you were even given your parents for a reason. And if you are disconnected from your talents, the gifts, and the skills that are yours, it is because you are disconnected from who you really are. As Marianne Williamson says, playing small and shrinking does not benefit the world. After all, you are a child of God. Now, you are not here to have the life you think you want. You're here for a mission. And following this mission will require courage. As we humans like safety, we are hardwired to avoid danger. But to discover and live your purpose, you will have to swim upstream and challenge some of what you've learned and challenge some of who you think you are. You will have to take that leap of faith, and that's going to require courage. It's going to elicit fear in you. But at the root of your purpose are true soulful desires that are motivated by love. Now, you may have heard that there are only two emotions in the world, love and fear. Love will wipe out fear, and fear, unfortunately, can wipe out love, at least in the moment. And so this is what you want to accomplish in order to bring more love into the world, which is usually some part of most people's purpose. When you're aligned with your purpose and your true desire, and you're willing to do the courageous work and remain patient, as well as accept your feelings or emotions, your result will begin to manifest, and you will be on the road to your true purpose. But just like everything in life, unfortunately, there is an opposite force as well. And as you manifest success, and sometimes along with that goes power, your ego may begin to take credit and stray from the original internal love-driven desire. You must watch for this, and you must be on guard for this and stay true to your mission and purpose in life. Because doing so will keep the negative, power-hungry ego under control. Staying in tune with your purpose and that love for your mission will keep the power-hungry ego under control. The moment you've decided to embrace your true purpose in life, you are choosing the more challenging path. Now, if you've ever heard of the author M. Scott Peck, he wrote a very fabulous book that many have read called The Road Less Traveled. And in that book, he says, life is difficult. This is a great truth. And he talks about how people go through life trying to avoid difficulty, avoid pain. That's where they zone out. That's where they get involved in addictions and in various types of behavior that does not serve them, their families, their higher power, or the world. So he goes on to say, once we truly see this truth that life is difficult, we transcend it. Once we truly know that life is difficult, that we understand and accept it, then life is no longer difficult. Sort of a paradox, isn't it? I find oftentimes truth comes in paradox. So once you have aligned yourself with your purpose and have understood and accepted this truth of the difficulty of life, you will have more positive influence on people. You won't be a complainer, a whiner, a negative person any longer. You won't be fearful. You won't be judgmental. It will get rid of a lot of problems. You won't be envious of other people's success. So what will happen instead is you will have a more positive influence. And you will elevate people around you. You will elevate people. And your example of letting your light shine will give other people permission to do the same. And as you are liberated from your own fear, your presence automatically liberates others. And your positive energy, guess what, will attract people to you. And one of those people, or more possibly, will very likely be your dream partner. Your very dream partner, whose purpose is in alignment with yours. Okay, here's a question. So you might really be asking yourself, how do I find my life purpose? And for most people, it's much more beneath the surface, and it requires really a stealth process that you have to go through because your fear will block it in most cases. So that's why it's important to be calm and relaxed when you're thinking of these exercises. Not only do you need to identify your purpose, but you need to put it in a language that is compelling to you and that is succinct and that really speaks to you and motivates you. And so that also is quite a skill. You often need feedback. And so you might remember that I said earlier that if you want more of this, that I would tell you how we can continue to work together and that you can begin to identify your life purpose and accomplish some of these things I've been talking about. This past week, we held our first teleclass for Relationship Success Training for Singles, and I see some of our class members are actually on the line, so welcome. I'm glad that you came, get a little bit more in-depth on life purpose. But a good portion of that program is about discovering life purpose, a very important part, so that you can begin to live the life you love and find the love of your life. If you're not living the life you love, you probably won't find the love of your life. So it's an 8-week class, and it runs every Wednesday night for 90 minutes through August 29th. Now we are excluding two Wednesdays. That's the 4th of July for obvious reasons, and August 15th where I'm actually going to be at a conference. So a few of the questions that are addressed in the class are, what is my life purpose? What is my vision of what I really want for my life and my relationship? And what kind of person would I be compatible with? How do I know if a relationship is right for me? And how can I meet the life partner that is in alignment with my purpose? And there's many more questions that are answered by this class as well. But if you realize that discovering your life purpose and identifying the kind of partner who would be aligned with your purpose is something that you need to learn and it's important to you and you need help with it, then I have space for only 3 more people in our class. And I'll provide a makeup class because you will have obviously missed the first class. So I will provide a makeup class so that you won't miss anything. All right, I'll have to read this to you. So get out your pencil or your computer. And you're not going to use W's on this website. It's just the word rests, R-E-S-T-S. R-E-S, which stands for Relationship Success Training for Singles. R-E-S is in success, T and S as in singles. And then a dot, attractyourdreampartner.com. So rests dot attractyourdreampartner.com. Okay? Visit that website as soon as you can if you really believe that this program would be for you, the 8-week teleclass. We will begin to create an attraction action plan for you that will include your life purpose and strategies for meeting your dream partner. Now, I have a gift for everyone, and if you've already had this gift, unfortunately, you don't get another one. But if you have not participated or taken advantage of my complimentary dream partner strategy session, then I would encourage you to do that. If nothing else, do that. And this will help you to begin the first step to really this attraction action plan. I give tips on this call that are customized for you from what you're telling me. Maybe some insight into what one of your problems might be. So it's really like a coaching session. And by the way, this coaching, this 45 minutes is really worth about $150, so you're getting it for free. And oftentimes I go over 45 minutes. I think I have with every single one. Incidentally, for those who do participate in the strategy session and then fill out the feedback form at the end that gives me feedback on what, you know, how you felt about it and how I could improve it, like staying on time, I also offer a $50 discount coupon towards any coaching program, workshop, or class that I offer, including this Relationship Success Training for Singles class. So if you've not already registered for it, you would get a $50 discount off of that class. And by the way, if you want to find out how you can get that class for free, email me or send me a message off of one of the websites, and I'll let you know because you can get that class for free. But meanwhile, if you want to schedule a strategy session with me, then write down this website. It's, and you can use W's here if you want, meetme, M-E-E-T-M-E, dot S-O, and that is S is in Sam, O is in ostrich, and then the forward slash, and then my name, Carol A. Anderson. If either of these two, if this program or the strategy session meets your needs, I'd love to hear from you. Meanwhile, I would also greatly appreciate your sharing these monthly conference calls with friends or family, anyone that you think would benefit that is single, or even if they're not single, many couple partners get quite a bit out of these classes. So it's fine if they're not single, but I would really appreciate your help in helping me get this information out to people. There are so many singles out there who need this. And so just send them to the website that you came on. If you came from Phil's Pro Guild Social or the San Francisco Bay Area meetup, then if you send them to phil.attractyourdreampartner.com. Phil, P-H-I-L, .attractyourdreampartner.com. Then if you came through his website, if that's how you found me, then I would appreciate you using that link. But if you just found me through your own means, then you can just go to plain attractyourdreampartner.com and send your friends to attractyourdreampartner.com. I hope you guys all enjoyed the call. I just want to thank you for attending and hope you have a great 4th of July. So goodbye, everybody, and I'll see you on the last Saturday of July. So the 28th of July is our next call. Thank you, and goodbye.